Although it's been a year since he was killed in Pakistan, Osama bin Laden is taking center stage in this year's U.S. presidential race. Bin Laden's been the focus of a series of videos and speeches. Here's an ad featuring former President Bill Clinton praising President Obama for sending in Navy SEALs to get Osama bin Laden.
He had to decide. And that's what you hire a president to do. You hire the president to make the calls when no one else can do it.
Well, Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News, is with us. And Rick, were you surprised to see Bill Clinton in an ad for President Obama?
More than a little. Anyone who remembers the 2008 campaign remembers this bitter feud between the Clintons and the Obamas. Of course, the 3 a.m. phone call ad directly questioned whether President Obama was up to the foreign policy credentials. President Clinton called it the biggest fairy tale, the way the press was treating President, now President Obama. So yes, I think it's stark to see this man who obviously has had a lot of personal differences with President Obama used as really the first validator, the first person out there praising him on foreign policy and national security.
Right. Now the ad asks whether the president's likely Republican challenger Mitt Romney would have made the same decision about Osama bin Laden, and the ad quotes a statement that Romney made back in 2007 about the search for bin Laden when Romney said, quote, "It's not worth moving heaven and earth and spending billions of dollars just trying to catch one person." Now, Romney reacted to that yesterday, saying he, of course, had he been in the situation of the president, would have ordered the killing of bin Laden. And he said even Jimmy Carter would have done that. Well, what do you make of Romney making that statement, Rick?
Well, the 2007 statement that you cited is damaging to Mitt Romney. It was a broader context that you had to fit bin Laden into the war against al-Qaeda, and that's well taken. He was also critical, though, at the time of what then-candidate Obama talked about in terms of going into Pakistan even without the approval of the Musharraf regime, which is, of course, exactly what ended up happening. Bottom line is, it's impossible to know what Mitt Romney would have done in the Situation Room with the same information that Barack Obama had. No one else can ever do that, but we do know that it wasn't an easy call. Other folks, Secretary Gates, Vice President Biden, are on the record saying that they opposed the idea of running in there with SEAL Team 6. So it's impossible to know, again, what would have happened. Mitt Romney has his side. Of course, President Obama again said yesterday that Mitt Romney indicated very strongly that he wouldn't have gone in.
Well, Romney's campaign, though, followed up and said, pulled another quote that Romney made in 2007, saying that bin Laden was going to pay and, quote, "he will die."
That's right, and I think as far as Romney's folks are concerned, they realize that this is a potent argument that Obama is using. And I actually think it's a big message from the folks in Chicago with Obama campaign headquarters to the folks in Boston at Romney campaign headquarters. They are not going to cede the national security argument for even a second. They are starting very aggressively. They are using this anniversary to make the point, however they can, that President Obama's leadership directly led to the death of Osama bin Laden.
Right. I think one of the president's comments was very striking yesterday. We actually have a clip of that. Let's listen to what the president said when asked about this yesterday.
I said that I'd go after bin Laden if we had a clear shot at him, and I did. If there are others who have said one thing and now suggest they do something else, then I'd go ahead and let them explain it.
Ouch, Rick Klein. Fairly pointed comment. No names there, but you know, it is aggressive.
It is, and radio doesn't even do it justice. There was a glint in his eye as he knew he was engaging in the campaign, a little bit of a smirk even. He knew exactly what the message was being delivered. It was directly aimed at Mitt Romney, even though he didn't mention his name, and I just read that as a statement that this president is ready to rumble.
But Romney, maybe as well, he accused the president of politicizing the raid. Let's listen to what he had to say.
I think it was very disappointing for the president to try and make this a political item by suggesting that I wouldn't have ordered such a raid. Of course I would have. Any American, any thinking American would have ordered exactly the same thing. But, of course, you give the president the credit for the fact that he did so.
Rick, I'm wondering, does Romney have a point here? I know you said it was a difficult call, but does Romney have a point of saying that, you know, perhaps this sort of looking at this raid and talking about it in a political sense could backfire for the president?
I think he does. And in fact, in 2008, during the campaign, Barack Obama admonished his rivals not to use Osama bin Laden as a political tool. It does strike some folks as sort of a mission accomplished moment. And remember the last president, who was very keen on trumpeting foreign policy successes. And President Bush was, of course, accused of exploiting 9/11 for personal gain by talking about his own leadership. So I do think it is difficult to strike that balance. I don't think, though, that the Obama campaign is all that concerned about it. They feel like this is a way to, again, just remind people, whatever else you may say about President Obama's foreign policy, national security decision-making, he did a very big thing for this country and got public enemy number one, someone who had murdered thousands of Americans, and obviously the previous presidents have been trying to get as well.
Mm. And when we talk about previous presidents, we, of course, remember the first President Bush, and many folks, you know, called him a wimp, and he went in, and we had the first Gulf War, but that didn't help him at all because of the state of the economy. Now, obviously, Osama bin Laden's much different. It's a much bigger thing, and many more Americans are emotional about that and can relate to that. But I'm wondering, could the economy trump that for Obama, do you think?
If Mitt Romney has his way, it certainly will. Mm-hmm. I think people are more likely to be voting on pocketbook economic issues than they are on national security, foreign policy issues. I think you ask people what's high on the priority list. It is the economy. It is jobs. But we're also in a stage now where the economy is getting better, but not getting better very quickly. The indicators are positive, but not tremendous. So we are sort of in a middling kind of yellow light zone that allows both sides to point to one thing or another. So it's along the edges, and sometimes those edges are other subject areas that both candidates are going to make their pitches.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Romney campaign also has this new ad out which shows Obama almost as a Hollywood celebrity. They've got crowds chanting and images of the president on television, and he says, "But after 4 years of a celebrity president, is your life any better?" What do you think of Romney trying to cast Obama as sort of the celebrity, maybe more style than substance? Is that something
going
going to hear?
I do think we're going to hear more of that. One reason is, you look at some polls, Mitt Romney is getting crushed by Barack Obama when it comes to likability, perceived friendliness, some 30 points plus. It's not even close. So the Romney folks know if you like Barack Obama and you're just going to go based on who you like, they're not going to win that battle. So they'll basically cede that argument. They'll let him be the cooler candidate, and they'll let you like him as long as you don't vote for him. So that's where the next message comes in, which is back to the economy. That's Mitt Romney's wheelhouse. That's the point he wants to make over and over he can, any way he can. And he does want people to say, okay, I kind of like Barack Obama, but I just don't feel like he's up to the job. If that happens, not because you suddenly turned on Barack Obama and don't like him anymore, it's just that you want to give someone else a shot to fix the economy.
Mm-hmm. So overall then, how much influence do you think that the death of Osama bin Laden is going to have on this presidential election?
I think it helps Barack Obama retain a presidentialness, for lack of a better term. The sense of power and the sense of power well executed that is important for any incumbent president. I don't think many people are going to go to the polls saying he got bin Laden, therefore I vote for him. But it cements a perception of him as a leader and someone who's had accomplishments in foreign policy and national security, and it allows then Barack Obama to continue to make that case on re-election. It's one of those notches on the belt that's an important one.
All right, Rick Klein, senior Washington correspondent for ABC News and co-host of the network's political webcast Top Line. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Up next, will Latino voters decide the presidential election? We'll get the view from Sergio Bustos of the Miami Herald. We'll be back in a minute. It's Here and Now.